Can you talk a little bit about multi-targeted TKIs in lung cancer, including some of the data your group presented at ASCO?
I think there's an increasing interest in some of the multi-targeted tyrosine kinase and new agents in lung cancer. Mark Sosinski, my boss, presented the second-line sunitinib data, which showed a promising response rate of around 9.5% in the second-line setting. I think that's very promising. The sorafenib in the second-line setting data was also very promising. And the ZD6474. I think the next step, of course, while these agents have shown individual activity, would be potentially incorporating them into the standard platinum-based platform that we commonly use in lung cancer so that we can have a platinum, and a second agent, and potentially a multi-targeted tyrosine kinase to see if that could improve our first-line therapies. And then we have several trials in development exploring the generally phase one or phase two trials that exploring these combinations at this point.
You mentioned ZD6474, which I think it goes under the name or will go under the name of Zactima. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and where it is right now in clinical development?
That is a drug that has anti-VEGF properties and anti-EGFR properties. And so it's an agent of anti-angiogenesis and EGFR inhibitor. And it's shown a significant amount of promise. At this year's ASCO, there was a phase two trial comparing ZD6474 to gefitinib that showed a significant improvement in progression-free survival in the ZD6474. Patients were allowed to cross over to the other treatment arm, so there was no improvement in overall survival, but that may be due to the patient population, the crossover. There's also a trial comparing ZD6474 to, it was a three-arm phase two of docetaxel versus ZD6474 at 100 milligrams. And docetaxel, and then there's ZD6474 at 300 milligrams and docetaxel. And that showed that the ZD6474, 100 milligrams and docetaxel, had an impressive progression-free survival that was quite promising. I think in general, when we look at these phase two trials, I think looking at overall survival has become more complicated because many patients go on to subsequent therapies, and so that's become a difficult endpoint to really ascertain. But I think when you look at the progression-free survival, that looks promising on those two trials.
Did you have any patients on that trial of sunitinib?